Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Women Offshore podcast this week. We are so excited because guess what? It is conference week. So every year we have our annual conference, and this year is a special one that we can't wait to share with you today a little bit about what to expect. And with me is Jace Curry, the Director of Community Outreach. Hey, Jace.
Hey, Allie, excited to be back on the podcast, but even more excited for the conference coming up.
Yeah. So we have so much to go over with you. So let's get going. This is the Women Offshore podcast.
I'm your host, Allie Cedeno, a mariner and founder of Women Offshore. Women Offshore is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting a diverse workforce on the water.
So, Jace, we have been planning this for so long now. I'm really glad that it's here. We started working on this conference right after the last conference ended.
Yeah, there's nothing like coming down off of one event high just to roll right into planning the next one. So I'm really proud of the agenda and the schedule that we've put together. I think we certainly had a lot of lessons learned from last year in terms of, you know, doing the 2 days over different weekends that seemed to work really well, and excited to do that again.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you didn't attend last year, that was our first virtual conference. We were planning on an in-person event last year, and then with COVID, we decided, you know, we still have to have the conference. Let's do it virtually. We kind of just put it together ourselves. We learned so much in a short time of what that would take and how to take it to a whole new level. So if you were with us earlier this year for Career Day, you got a taste of what this conference will be like. And it will be different. It's 2 days. And like Jace said, over 2 weeks. So we have realized, being a small team, and also with what works for our community, is to separate the days. So rather than having them back to back and everyone's exhausted, both the attendees and us running it, we separate it out. And that helps keep people's attention spans in check. But also it means if you are rotating offshore, you might miss the first week, but can make the second and vice versa. Now, you do get access to the recordings for 30 days after the event ends. So say you're going to miss a day, or you might miss the event altogether, like, you can still sign up and get the content at your fingertips for 30 days afterwards.
That's such a nice bonus, Allie. Like you said, I know even if you are home, it's a lot of content to take in and absorb. Like, even if you're sitting there taking notes the whole time, I know when we've been in doing in-person events, I've kind of said like, oh, what did that person say? I wish I could go back and hear it. So that's a great bonus that we're able to provide. But can people buy tickets just for one weekend or just for one day if they're like, hey, you know, yes, I can't make the first day?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So if you prefer one day or over the other, maybe your schedule's packed for one of the days, you can just get a ticket for one day only.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then VIP tickets, that's what we're referring to as the 2 day tickets. You get a swag code too. So you can go buy some items from our swag shop and, you know, wear Women Offshore with pride, whether that's a t-shirt or grab a mug, whatever works for you.
Did I hear a rumor that we had conference specific swag this year?
Yes, we do. We have a conference mug. So we were able to put that together, and we've been trying to add stuff to the shop to raise money for the organization. So feel free to go look at that. We appreciate anyone who wants to make a purchase or give a donation, no matter how small. Everything helps. So let's talk about what to expect from the agenda, Jace. You know, it's interesting because when I look at our agenda and I compare it to other conferences, we are very different. We have pretty much all women speaking, but we do have some men, and we cover topics that matter to our community that sometimes it seems like the maritime community at large is ignoring.
Yeah, Allie, that's one of the things that I'm consistently blown away with Women Offshore, is how often and how genuine our community is in covering difficult conversations. Like, we have difficult conversations within our Facebook community all the time, but then greater picture, large scale, like, Women Offshore does not shy away from having those difficult conversations and also applying them in a way that like industry leaders can listen as well, right? Because a lot of times when we do the conference, we have HR professionals who are attending, or, you know, management, people in management positions at companies, decision makers, stakeholders, all sorts of people who attend and may not even be aware of some of these issues.
Right. Absolutely. We believe in having tough conversations, but ones that are just so insightful. And so some of those discussions will be held on our Moms Offshore panel day one in the morning. We're going to have women who are moms at sea, or they were pregnant at sea recently, and they're going to talk about what has their career been like in trying to start a family or having a family. How does that work, and what do they need from the industry as well as companies in general to support moms, support women who want to have families and have their career?
Hey, it's Mark LaCour, Editor-in-Chief here at OGGN. Just a quick interruption to share a few things that are going on in October. We have not one, but two industry mixers this month, one on October 7th and one on the October 21st. Just check out our social. They're always great events, and the money that you help us raise goes to fight human sex trafficking, and you get to network with oil and gas executives. We have a new show just came out, Energy Transition Podcast. Also, remember, we have 14 other podcasts for your listening pleasure. And then the end of this year, we'll be full media partners for the 23rd World Petroleum Congress, December 5th through 9th. The World Petroleum Congress has not been in Houston over 30 years, so make sure you put space in your calendar. Come check us out. And then finally, join the OGGN Street Team on LinkedIn. It's our all-volunteer group that's really going places. I'll see you again next month.
Yeah, we've definitely had some insightful conversations on the podcast over the last few months, so I'm really excited to continue those at the conference as well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. Day one, we're also going to have a panel discussion about traveling to work. How do we travel to work, especially when it can take a couple of days? What does that look like? Packing, keeping yourself safe as you travel around the globe to and from your vessel. And some funny stories, too, I think are going to come out of that, because there are always funny experiences that can be brought to the table in this discussion of trying to get to your vessel, and maybe some things go wrong in that process and it just turns into a ridiculous situation. So I think that will be an interesting topic, and especially someone who's never worked offshore or at sea can come to this one and really learn, like, what does it take to get to your ship? What does that experience look like, and how can they prepare for it?
Yeah, that's going to be great information. And there's so many things you don't know until you're in that situation. Like, I know for me, you know, I've always figured like, oh, I'm going to get to the hotel early and I'm going to sleep, and like would toss and turn all night, just terrified to miss my wake up. Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So throughout the day, there'll be networking sessions. There are going to be a couple workshops for Bring Back Imposter Syndrome this year with a different speaker. There's just so much to cover. Day one is going to be really good. Also, just hearing from the CEO of Celebrity Cruises. She's going to kick off day one. She's going to be our opening keynote. And I can't imagine a better person than Lisa Lutoff-Perlo to talk about resiliency, especially because of how the cruise ship industry has been affected by COVID. How does she lead through resiliency? Yeah. And so she's going to be very inspirational.
Definitely. I know I'm really excited for the afternoon panels as well. And I'm so glad that they're going to be recorded so I can go back and watch the other one, because it's going to be a really tough decision for me which one to attend in person.
That is so true, right? So the afternoon, we have a panel of professionals. They're trying to make change regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment in the industry.
And this was another topic that we covered on the podcast earlier this year as well. So,
yeah, we've been talking about sexual assault and sexual harassment for a long time, since the beginning. Like, I remember our first event, it was a small event. We had about 40 women filled that room, and we were talking about sexual assault and sexual harassment and how do you get through it as a woman in this industry. And that was 4 years ago. That was at our first conference. And the conversation has continued in various ways in our community. Earlier this year, we had a whole podcast series and campaign around sexual assault, sexual harassment, prevention, resources, awareness, response. So this is just continuing that conversation, but with the people in the industry that have created organizations and resources around it. So really looking forward to that. And at the same time, Jace, what's going on parallel that makes it so hard to know which one you should go to?
Yeah, we have a really interesting conversation with Diana Ormond, who is a lactation counselor at Polaris Lactation. So in our motherhood series on the podcast, we talked to Carrie, who was a DPO working in Angola, who was pumping and dumping milk for her baby. And so Diana is going to provide some resources to moms who are working at sea, either how to continue your breastfeeding and pumping journey while at work. There's definitely some unique variables to consider while you're working at sea, resources for sending milk home, and also resources for professionals and decision makers in the industry on ways that they can help support pumping and new moms as they return to work.
Yeah, it's going to be so insightful. Educational. It's going to be really good. And so, yeah, it's going to be hard for attendees to decide which one are they going to go to. But the beauty of an online conference where it's recorded is that you can watch the other session later. Let's move on to day two. Day two, we're going to have more panels. We're going to have in the morning a Black Mariners panel to talk about experiences and really listen and learn from Black Mariners. So we have handed over this panel, the content of it. We found some people who are really passionate about speaking up as Black Mariners. And we said, this platform is for you to use and to tell the industry what you want them to hear. So again, the content was created by the moderator and her name's Raina James. And I'm really impressed and just ready to listen to what she and the panelists have to say.
Yeah, I love that we have created opportunities for the moderators to create content as well. Here at Women Offshore, we want everything to be relevant to our audience and the people who need it, right? So that's a really cool opportunity here.
Yeah. And then at the same time of that panel, we're going to have a panel of LGBTQIA plus members in the Women Offshore community who will, in a similar fashion, be sharing their experiences. So it's another opportunity to listen and to learn. And same thing, we handed over the content creation to the moderator. I'm really looking forward to learning from all of them. So the moderator is one of my classmates from Kings Point, Josh Quay. So it's going to be a good discussion. It's going to be a hard discussion, but I'm really thankful for all of our speakers on these panels who really want to share what their experiences are like so that people can learn from them.
Allie, and will this be a good opportunity for people who consider themselves allies to learn and grow and take away some findings from these?
That's what we're hoping for. That's what we want, are people who are allies to really tune in and take notes and learn from our speakers.
Awesome.
So in the afternoon, we're going to have more sessions after a networking break. And one thing I forgot to mention is each day we're going to do some yoga and stretching with Wellness Offshore. So we've added some breaks in. And for those who have been with us for several of our events, you know that we just like to put the content out there. And then we realize that we haven't even given ourselves breaks throughout the day. So we do have a break each day with Wellness Offshore to do some stretching and yoga. And if you don't want to do that, you can go over to the networking lounge. In the afternoon, we have our maritime startups panel. So you're going to be hearing from female entrepreneurs in the industry who have founded businesses, hear from them about how they took an idea and turned it into a full-time job or a side hustle. And we're focusing on maritime technology in this, but we also have a few speakers who do other things in the industry, such as a recruiter who started her own business. So that will be great to learn from them too on how did they get their businesses going? Did they raise funds for it? What did that look like? And I hope it plants a seed in our community that, hey, you can have a business idea and turn it into something that can become quite powerful.
Definitely love that we are highlighting business owners within the maritime industry. And it's really common, right, to, after being offshore for a period of time, want to find something shoreside or start your own business. And what does that look like, right? The steps can definitely be really confusing. So,
yeah, absolutely. And at the same time, we're going to have another session where we focus on mentoring and what does that look like. So Women Offshore works with a team out of Australia called MentorLoop to run our mentoring platform. And so they have a presentation for us and we'll be answering Q&A afterwards to answer anyone's questions about the mentoring process, whether that's the mentoring program at Women Offshore specifically or just mentoring in general. And when we've hosted sessions like this in the past, it's also turned into like us mentoring and offering our guidance in the session. So it's real mentoring at your fingertips, as well as understanding the program and just how mentoring practices work.
I love MentorLoop. I love the team there. And I know that that's one of the benefits that the Women Offshore community really takes full advantage of and gets the most out of is conversations with their mentors, fulfillment from being a mentor, learning on both sides of the coin, right? And so it's really a unique opportunity to learn more about the program and what that looks like.
Yeah, because with mentoring, it's all about what you put into it as the mentor or the mentee. And we've seen some careers really expand because of that mentoring relationship. So really excited for all of these sessions. There's so much. Closing it for us, though, closing the conference will be Lila Linares. She is the program administrator at MARAD, the Maritime Administration of the U.S. government. She is one of us, right? So she is an engineer, a marine engineer. She went to sea. I knew her at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. And what I love about her is that she is always trying to think about ways to support women in the industry. So as a Black mariner, she's also going to talk about her experiences being a Black woman. And that's so important because she sits at this intersection, right? And she's going to share what that intersection means and how she's dealt with it in her career. And if you're unsure about this intersection I'm referring to the fact that she's Black and a woman. So Black women face racism and sexism all at once in the industry. There's no denying that. So we need to come together to understand what that means and make change. So she will be closing the conference with an inspirational keynote message for change.
Amazing. I know I always learn so much at the conference, both from the panelists, but especially from the keynote speakers, right? There's so much value. They have all had phenomenal careers. And so I'm really excited about the keynote and closing speakers for the conference.
Yeah. I mean, they're all amazing women, from Lisa Lutoff-Perlo as our opening keynote day one, our opening keynote day two, Irene Basile from Shearwater Geoservices.
Yeah, so that'll be a great keynote as well. Amazing careers, amazing topics.
Yeah, we can't wait to learn from all of our keynotes. And yeah, I'm going to be writing a lot of notes throughout the event and trying to take a step back and just soak it all in.
Definitely.
Is there anything else you want to add before we end this session?
Like, I can't think of anything except for how excited I am for this, right?
Like, yeah, me too.
The conference is the highlight of my year. And I know how much work goes into it on the back end from both board members and our conference committee. There's so much that goes into it, but it is all worth it to see our community members, our stakeholders, our, you know, just people in the industry who really want to learn and be present and show up as allies for women offshore. And we certainly appreciate each and everyone who shows up for the conference.
Yeah. Thank you, Jace, for coming on the show today to talk about the conference. Please reach out if you have any questions. You can send an email to hello@womenoffshore.org or conference@womenoffshore.org. And we hope to see you Friday. Tickets are still on sale for a couple more days. Check the event website at womenoffshore.org. See you Friday morning. It'll be great.
Thanks for tuning in to the Women Offshore Podcast. What did you think of the show? Leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. Additionally, if you want to propel Women Offshore forward, please visit womenoffshore.org or womenoffshore.shop. Make a donation or purchase some swag. Until next time, stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon.